Thank you for contacting customer support.
Hi.
My name is Lucy. May I please have the how are you?
What?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, hi. So, you guys charge me $18.95 for some services. The services I wanted was an online appraisal of a property. I did not get that appraisal. I want these charges reversed, please.
And I have an email address to try pulling up that account.
Yes. McJerry420@live.com.
Jerry is J-E-R-R-Y?
Yes.
Jerry? I'm sorry, what was the rest of that?
So it's, let me spell it for you. It's mcgerry420@gmail.com. At live.com.
J-E-R-R-Y-M-C.
No, ma'am. G. It's G-E-R-R-Y.
M-C-G-E-R-R-Y?
Yes. 420@live.com.
I'm not pulling up anything with the email. Let's try the last 8 digits of that card that's being billed.
The last, how many?
The last 8 digits.
Let me see. And you guys made 2 charges. Because I just hope they don't keep appearing, because last time I called, there was one charge showing, which I called, and you guys reversed it already. But now that I'm checking again, there's another charge. I just hope I don't keep getting charged over and over. Okay, so the last 8 numbers are 2958.
6 I have a McGarry420@live.com.
Yeah. And this is from May 22nd.
Thank you so much for that. Could you please provide me with the first and last name of the account?
Gerard Comonfort.
Thank you so much. I've located the account, homevalue.us.org. Cancellation refund number 1516064. Looking over your account, it shows that this account has been canceled and refunded. How could I assist you?
What you just said, are you talking about the current charges that I'm calling about?
It shows on the account that you called in to cancel this account and got a refund on May the 23rd.
On a charge that shows to be on May 24th, but then on May 22nd, there is another charge of $18.95.
Your $18.95 charge on May the 22nd has been issued a refund. That's the only charge that I see on your account.
Okay. Well, if that is all, then thank you.
Was there anything else I could assist you with?
No, thank you. Bye.
Thank you for contacting.